Ever had one of those days where it feels like, the universe is kind of messing with you?
Oh,
You
yeah.
know, like when your car just decides to stop working for no reason, or
Right.
like you spill coffee all over yourself, like right before a big meeting or
Yeah,
something.
man, I've been there.
Or even when like even the simplest things feel impossible. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, today we're diving into this piece called Conversation with God.
Okay.
And it kind of explores that feeling, but with like a really interesting twist.
Interesting.
Like, what if all those, frustrating moments, those little inconveniences,
Yeah.
what if they were actually blessings in disguise?
That's a pretty thought-provoking idea.
Right.
It makes you think about things a little differently.
So the piece starts off with the narrator having like a truly terrible day.
Okay.
Their car won't start. They miss this super important phone call because their phone died.
Uh-oh.
And then to make things even worse, they get their lunch order totally messed up. It's like everything that could go wrong does go wrong.
Yeah, I can definitely relate to that feeling.
And the narrator's first reaction is just total frustration, right?
Right. It's like, why is this happening?
Exactly. Like, what did I do to deserve this?
Yeah, it's so easy to get caught up in that kind of thinking.
It's totally human, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And there's actually a name for that tendency. It's called negativity bias.
Negativity
Yeah, it
bias.
basically means that our brains are wired to pay more attention to negative experiences and
Interesting.
remember them more strongly than positive ones.
So, like, we're kind of programmed to focus on the bad stuff.
In a way, yeah, it probably helped our ancestors survive, back in the day.
Right.
Like if they were constantly focused on threats, they were more likely to stay safe.
That makes sense.
But nowadays, it can kind of make us see the world in a more negative light than it actually is.
So in the story, while the narrator is like venting all their frustrations to God,
Yeah.
that's where things start to get really interesting.
Okay.
We start to see these divine responses.
And each of those like misfortunes that happen, it turns out they actually prevented something way worse from happening.
Wow, so it's like those inconveniences were actually protecting the narrator.
Exactly. Like, for example, the car trouble. It
Yeah.
ends up saving the narrator from getting into an accident with a drunk driver.
Oh, wow.
If their car had started normally, they would have been in the wrong place at the wrong time.
That's pretty incredible.
And that missed phone call.
Yeah.
Turns out it was from someone who was about to spread some really nasty rumors about the narrator.
Oh, man, that's a close one.
And the rumors were totally false, too.
So the dead phone battery actually saved the narrator's reputation.
Exactly. And then there's the messed up lunch order.
Right.
So the person who usually makes the narrator's sandwich was sick that day.
Okay.
And the messed up order, it was like a way of protecting the narrator from getting sick, too.
Wow. So even something as small as a lunch order can be part of a bigger plan.
It really makes you think, right? It makes you wonder if we're just too quick to assume the worst when things go wrong.
Yeah, like maybe sometimes those little annoyances are actually a form of protection.
It's definitely a possibility. And, this idea of trusting in a higher power, even when things don't make sense,
Yeah.
the common theme in a lot of spiritual traditions.
That's true. And the author actually included some verses from the Bible at the beginning of the piece.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like Psalm 18.30 to Samuel 22.31, Proverbs 3.56, and Proverbs 16.9.
Interesting.
And they all touch on this idea of trusting in God's path and
Right.
acknowledging that his ways are not always our ways.
But that ultimately he has our best interests at heart.
Yeah, exactly. So even outside of this specific piece, we see these ideas echoed throughout history and across different cultures.
It's a pretty universal concept.
This idea that even difficult experiences have a purpose.
Right. Like maybe we just can't see the bigger picture from our limited human perspective.
And maybe if we could see the full picture, we would trust the process more, even when it's uncomfortable.
That's a really interesting thought.
Now, there's this one example from Conversation with God that really stuck with me.
Okay.
The narrator is running late for a meeting.
Uh-oh, more bad luck.
Right. But because of that, they miss getting caught in this huge traffic jam caused by a major accident.
Wow. So being late actually saved them from a potentially dangerous situation.
Exactly. It really highlights how our perspective can be so limited in the moment
Yeah, we're so focused on our own little bubble
that we don't see the bigger picture.
and all the things that could be happening around us.
It makes you wonder if we've all had experiences like that,
Yeah.
where something that seemed bad at the time
Right.
actually turned out to be a stroke of good luck.
Like a blessing in disguise.
Have you ever had one of those close calls?
Let me think.
Where something felt bad initially, but later you realized it was actually a good thing.
You know, I think I have. But we'll have to save that story for after the break. Yeah, it's funny how we only really see those close calls in hindsight, right?
Totally. Like, we might be complaining about a delayed flight or missing a train.
Yeah.
And then later we find out that the delay actually saved us from some huge problem or even, like, danger.
Right. It yeah. really shows how we only see a tiny part of what's going on.
Yeah, we get so caught up in the moment.
And our own frustration.
Exactly.
We miss the bigger picture.
So in conversation with God,
yeah.
it encourages us to have this, like, perspective of trust.
Okay.
Even when things are tough.
Trust that it's all working out somehow.
Right. So instead of thinking the worst, what if we try to be curious?
Like, what if we asked, okay, this is annoying, but what good could come from it?
That's a really cool way to think about it.
It's like, instead of labeling something as bad right away,
yeah.
we're open to the idea that it could actually be good for us in some way.
Exactly. And that change in how we see things,
uh-huh.
that willingness to trust the process.
It can really change how we feel.
I can see that.
Like, studies mm-hmm. have shown that people who believe that things are working out for them, mm-hmm. they tend to be less stressed and anxious.
That makes a lot of sense.
If you believe that things are going to be okay, even when it doesn't feel like it,
right.
you're less likely to freak out when something goes wrong.
It's about being resilient, right?
Exactly. Like, trust is kind of like a shield against life's challenges. Yeah.
Instead of being overwhelmed by setbacks,
yeah.
we can see them as like temporary roadblocks
right.
on the way to something better.
Exactly.
It's kind of like that saying, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yeah.
We might not always understand why hard things happen,
uh-huh.
but maybe we can trust that they're helping us grow somehow.
And teaching us.
Preparing us for something bigger.
And conversation with God kind of plays with that idea too.
Okay.
Like, the narrator often finds that what they saw as a bad thing
yeah.
actually led to something amazing.
Something they could have never planned for.
So it's not just about avoiding bad stuff.
Right.
But being open to the idea that challenges can lead to something even better.
Something we couldn't even imagine.
It's like we have these limits to what we can understand.
And humans.
You know, we try to control things and make them go our way.
But conversation with God is saying that maybe surrendering to a bigger plan.
Even if we don't get it.
Could lead to more happiness.
There's something freeing about that, isn't there?
Definitely, like, not having to control every little thing.
And just trusting that. Even when things feel messy,
yeah,
there's like a force guiding us toward what's best for us.
It's a really comforting thought.
Especially with all the craziness in the world.
And conversation with God ends by reminding us
okay.
that the divine plan, or whatever you want to call it,
yeah.
is often different from what we want.
But it's ultimately for our own good.
It's like an invitation to let go of control.
To be okay with not knowing everything.
And trust that something amazing is happening, even if we can't see it.
It's a beautiful message.
Yeah, it really is. And this deep dive has really made me think.
Me too.
So as we finish up exploring conversation with God,
mm-hmm.
I want to ask you, our listener.
Yeah.
Have you ever had an experience that you thought was bad?
Uh-huh.
But then later you realized it was actually a good thing?
Like, maybe you didn't get a job.
Right.
But then you found an even better one.
Or a relationship ended.
Right.
But then it opened the door for a more genuine connection.
Or a tough situation that made you stronger.
Life is full of surprises, right? And sometimes those unexpected turns
yeah.
lead us to exactly where we're supposed to be.
Even if we don't know it at the time.
So as you go through all the ups and downs of life,
mm-hmm.
remember what conversation with God taught us.
Okay.
Trust the process, even when it's tough.
Trust that it's all unfolding as it should.
Embrace the unknown, look for the good.
And remember that sometimes what feels like a setback
yeah.
might actually be leading you toward your true path.
A path that's perfect for you.
Even if we can't always see it from our limited human perspective.
It's like we're supposed to look for the good stuff, even when it's hard to find.
Yeah, and I think remembering that we naturally focus on the negative.
Right.
That can help us look for the positive on purpose.
It's like choosing to see things differently.
Exactly. And asking mm-hmm. ourselves, okay, what can I learn from this?
How is this changing me?
What good could come out of this?
Yeah.
Even if it seems bad right now.
And just looking for the good.
Yeah.
Even when it's tough.
It can make us feel more in control.
Like we're not just letting life happen to us.
We're deciding how to react to it.
So we're given a choice.
To either focus on the bad stuff.
Or look for the lessons in the growth.
The potential blessings hidden in those challenges.
So this deep dive into conversation with God.
Yeah.
It's really made me rethink how I see those days where everything goes wrong.
Me too.
What if instead of asking, why me, we ask, what is this teaching me?
What am I supposed to learn from this?
It's like a whole new way of thinking.
And it can lead to more peace and resilience.
And even gratitude.
Even when things are tough.
So as we wrap up our look at conversation with God,
okay,
we want you, our listener, to think about this in your own life.
Are there any things you've seen as negative?
That maybe looking back could actually be blessings in disguise.
Maybe a missed opportunity that led to something amazing.
Or a relationship that ended that made room for something better.
Or a really hard time that showed you how strong you are.
Life is full of twists and turns.
And sometimes those detours
take us to exactly where we need to be.
Even if we don't get it at the time.
So as you go through life's ups and downs,
remember the big takeaway from conversation with God.
Trust the process, even when it's hard.
And does it make sense?
Embrace the unknown look for the hidden blessings.
Remember that sometimes a setback
might actually be leading you to the right path.
The perfect path just for you.
Even if we can't always see it.